Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Dundas City Council voted last night on the proposed Cannon River Civic Center, also known as Ice Arena Civic Center.
The council did approve sending the half-cent sales tax to the voters at the November election.
Administrator John McCarthy, he added that the vote was unanimous.
They indicated very clearly that they support the idea. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the area.
However, they did question what they viewed as a lack of preparation and upfront financial contributions from the Ice Arena Civic Center Committee. The group has formed a fundraising committee and will be actively pursuing donations when citizens vote on the project. There will be educational pieces coming from the City of Northfield and the Ice Civic Center Committee to help clarify what the half-cent sales tax means to residents of Dundas and Northfield, as well as the property tax increase for Northfield residents only. Should the voters approve the referendum in Northfield, it still has to be approved by the legislature. For more information, go to CannonRiverCivicCenter.org and, of course, look for continued updates on their website. There's a changing of the guard. Longtime executive director of the Community Action Center, Jim Blaha, is retiring in September. Scott Wapata will be taking his place. Wapata leaves the Northfield Union of Youth and his coaching of varsity soccer in Northfield.
There's been a lot of emotions and a lot of this shifting the last couple of weeks between my role at the Key with the Northfield Union of Youth and with the high school with soccer. It's been a lot of bitter letting go of some things, but pretty excited about the future.
Blaha has spent 18 years at the CAC. He's built a lot of relationships over the years.
Of people that we've served, of people that we've worked with, that people who have supported us all the way along the way. I miss that. I will really miss that.
Blaha notes that the purpose has always stayed the same: food, clothing, shelter, and information on other resources available. Other changes include the creation of a super shelf here at the end of August. Using grant money, they're able to purchase refrigeration to allow them to have more produce. They currently feed about 500 families per month. Another change will be Christmas sharing.
We're doing a name change on that this year, too. We're going to be calling it Operation Joy, so that people from every walk of life and every faith community feel like they're welcome to participate in that.
In his role at the Northfield Union of Youth, Wapata ushered in more formal supportive services.
So we've added a housing component to help with especially youth homelessness. We've added some mental health components. We've added food is one of them.
Wapata's role with the CAC officially starts September 17th. As for the Key, they'll be searching for Wapata's replacement. The CAC turns 50 in August. Carol Levin's Boyd Hooper will be doing a story on it. And four young women are vying for Rice County Fair Queen. Hannah Singh of Northfield, she's the 16-year-old daughter of Raghav Singh and Kristen Moorhead. 17-year-old Zoe Nassif, she's the daughter of Carolyn Robert Nassif of Denison. 19-year-old Megan Vickla, whose parents are David and Kelly Vickla of Lonsdale. And Gretchen Horman, she's the 17-year-old daughter of Christina and the late Brad Horman. She graduated from Northfield High School in 2018. Their full bios and pictures are in KYMNradio.net. The Queen Contest is in its 42nd year, as the Rice County Fair celebrates its 145th year. The judging takes place in Faribault today, and the coronation is on opening night, July 17th, at 7 o'clock on the Midway stage. News from around the state is next.